USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Two teenagers accused of murder escaped over the weekend from a youth jail in Louisiana, less than 2 weeks after one of them already escaped earlier in November. 17-year-olds David Atkins and Willie Jackson escaped late Saturday night from the East Baton Rouge Juvenile Detention Center in Louisiana. Officials are dumbfounded and don't know how they escaped. Baton Rouge police and the U.S. Marshals Service have launched a search, and on the fourth day, the first-degree murder suspects remain at large and are considered armed and dangerous. Both teens have dreadlocks covering half their face. The University of California, Berkeley, is one of many facing a lawsuit accusing the school of failing to stop the spread of anti-Semitism on campus. The Brandeis Center for Human Rights under law filed the suit in federal court yesterday. It claims that the court needs to intervene to protect students and faculty to end anti-Semitic discrimination and harassment. The suit claims on-campus displays of hatred, harassment, and physical violence against Jews have erupted since October 7th. Harvard University has now been added to a list of colleges across the country under federal investigation for turning a blind eye to anti-Semitism on campus. Presidential candidate Nikki Haley is picking up a big endorsement.
The Political Action Network, financed largely by billionaire Charles Koch, has endorsed the former South Carolina governor's bid for the White House. The group Americans for Prosperity Action said Haley has what it takes to lead a policy agenda to take on our nation's biggest challenges. I'm John Schaefer.
After 17 days, the 41 trapped construction workers in a collapsed tunnel in the Himalayas are now safe. Indian rescuers drilled through debris for many days to reach them. The under-construction highway tunnel collapsed November 12th. USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
There's only one person to blame for the border crisis, Biden.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell emphasizes that addressing the Biden administration's border crisis is the first step to improving border security.
On President Biden's watch, record-setting illegal migration has strained border protection facilities and personnel to their breaking point.
On the Senate floor Tuesday, he said illegal migration has created an urgent need for reform in the asylum and parole systems. McConnell insists on implementing meaningful policy changes for the southern border before any additional national security legislation can be considered by the Senate. I'm John Schaefer.
Roughly 100 million people on the East Coast are facing freezing temperatures as a cold front hit the region yesterday and will continue today. Jesse Kirsch on NBC News.
We've got these brutal wind gusts. They're churning up waters right near Lake Erie, and it's these blasts of cold air combining with the waters out on the Great Lakes that have turned parts of the region into a snow globe.
The National Weather Service says high temperatures are expected to be as much as 20 degrees below average in parts of the Midwest, Great Lakes, and Ohio Valley, as well as areas of the East Coast. Parts of Texas and Florida are expected to be colder as well. Freezing temperatures in the 20s are expected in New York City and Washington, D.C., and Atlanta getting below freezing temperatures for the first time this year. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.